All right, let's see, break.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
What? 5 minutes. Did I just say that word? Dump it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I said a bad word.
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Just put your butt in me.
I heard that.
What? Whoa. Don't roll the promo yet. What'd you say?
I heard that.
What's that? Repeat what you just said.
I started a sentence and then I thought of something else.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Such a weasel.
Just Breaks brings you the emergency break of the week. We'll give you the candidates. And you get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. When you're watching satellite television, and sometimes you have like a skip in it, is that caused by like sunspots or something like that? Or just something in the satellite transmission that happens where it can get messed up, right?
When it freezes and goes all QB and...
Yeah. I had that happen to me a lot in my brain, where I just kind of have a disconnect and I lack of sleep, whatever. I just can't complete a thought.
A little hard disk skip.
And I had that earlier this week when we had the very uncomfortable segment, certainly for me, for serial killer talk. And I was just trying to make, my point was this, as you guys were saying, hey, yeah, but everyone's interested in serial killers and what they have to say and what they're like and what their lives are like. My point was, well, yeah, but people are also, and I was trying to think of the phrase motivational speakers. They're also, you know, fired up by people who talk about positive things. Yeah. And this is one of the most confusing sentences I've ever uttered on The Ticket. Doesn't make any sense. Just know my brain was in major skip mode when I did this. No, what I was going to say is there's people who operate on the positive end, though, too, you know, who do very well.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty generic.
The Zig Ziglars of the world, the positive thinkers, the motivational speakers, they do very well. What a horse-ass comment that is.
You tagged it with know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Anybody?
I missed that. Was there a layout after the know what I'm saying?
There are people on the positive end of things who do very well.
Sounds like a Jerry statement.
It does. I've been hanging around Jerry.
There are people who are on the positive end of things who do very well.
Can we hear it one more time?
No, what I was going to say is there's people who operate on the positive end, though, too, you know, who do very well.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Pretty generic.
You know, the Zig Ziglars of the world, the positive thinkers, the...
Sure, you started swerving right out of the gate to it. There are people...
Oh, man.
What I'm trying to say is
I hate when I do that. I hate myself when I do that. But it happens. All right, candidate number two from the morning
show.
By
the way, who's the first to jump in and go, what?
Oh, of course, yeah. Boy,
the buzzard was circling.
Oh, yeah, the buzzard started circling. He saw fresh meat.
You are not respecting the fact that I am a pioneer in awkward radio, Giorgio, and...
That's why your radar is so sensitive. When someone starts swerving, boy, he is dialed in.
That's right.
Boy, wouldn't you hate to be in a car with him
if
someone lost control and they're trying to regain control of the vehicle and he would just, you know, reach over and kind of
goose the wheel.
Yank the wheel a little bit just to make sure you crashed. All right, candidate number two from the morning show is one Rich Phillips, who I believe is technically here management, right?
It's unbelievable. This guy is now our boss.
He's the co-boss.
That's right.
Well,
what's up?
And he's gotten worse.
Right, because he's like real cocky now.
Yeah, now he's
bulletproof now.
He's bulletproof, and he's become a worse broadcaster. He says wild-ass things on the air. It's like a Supreme Court justice. He gets a lifetime appointment. All of a sudden, he goes hard left.
I'm tenured now.
Well, I wonder about Rich after this comment. We were very concerned citizens about swine flu, and we're talking about other diseases that we maybe fear or, you know, that have...
Are you okay?
I'm skipping.
What is going on?
I don't know.
With you?
Why don't we just play it?
Once again, the same.
First one to detect it. Are you okay?
Are you okay? What's the matter? You taking right now? Anyway,
Have you been drinking? About, he accused you of that last hour.
I have not been drinking, but you'd think I'm like Paul Abdul here.
Recently, your medication's changed.
I've not been the same since game two. I stayed up and I got like 2 hours sleep, and I've been skipping ever since. I can't string sentences together. I'm not doing well. All right. Candidate number two is Rich with very unfortunate broadcasting.
Now I can only remember five.
Chicken pox?
No. Huh. God, chicken pox was a beating. I had that when I was in first grade. That.
Magic Johnson's AIDS?
I'm sorry, Rich.
Did I say something?
Yes. That was great.
Oh, that was on the air.
Oh, it was? Oh, I'm sorry.
The disease is not...
I meant to push the button just to speak to Fernando.
It's not his signature disease.
No. Fernando had asked me a question about magic, and I was just... I meant to push the talk back button.
Sorry. And that is not anything that we are avoiding. That, in fact, is...
Isn't it?
Taking
You're
over
welcoming.
A continent on this globe.
Would you like to apologize to America?
No.
You stick with that?
I was trying to talk to Fernando about something. I just hit the wrong button.
You put AIDS in the same category as the George Foreman grill, endorsed by a superstar athlete.
Like an endorsed product. Who here's been the closest to Magic Johnson's AIDS? That's me.
Whatever.
That's me. I was the only one brave enough.
Yes, and what did you do?
To show that there shouldn't be a stigma attached with associating with people with the HIV.
Yes, and Mr. Keith, after you shook hands with Magic Johnson, what did you do immediately afterwards?
I walked immediately to the men's restroom like a surgeon going into prep and scrubbed up.
Holding your hands upright the whole way?
Horrible.
Well, I just don't think they know how the things is transmitted. I suspected that right at that moment it went airborne.
See, that is a disease that Gordon was trying to stay away from.
No, I went up and shook Magic's hand, and he said, hey,
it's still
you don't
not
love
classified
Ribby.
As that.
You're right. They don't know exactly how it's transmitted in every form, but they do suspect that the chief form of transmission is handshake.
I'm just saying, what if I had micro cuts in my hand and he had a handful of enjoyment.
Okay.
Gross. Golly, you're gross.
Don't say that about me.
My daddy was right about you.
What did your daddy say?
Pervert.
It was something along...
You're pornographic.
Pornographic, yeah.
That's so stupid. I'm the only one who had the guts to shake an AIDS victim's hand, and now I'm being barbecued for that?
Candidate number three is...
You guys are insensitive.
The great Gordo himself.
Hmm. Wow.
Who accuses me of drunk broadcasting, but listen to this nonsense.
Do you think you could survive better than I could?
No question.
You're talking wilderness or last man on earth?
Wilderness. Within the first 2 hours, you'd eat poison berries and then die of diarrhea.
Why do you think that?
'Cause. Look at you. You love poison berries.
This is a horrible
one of the more
argument.
Unusual claims we've had on this radio
that
station.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't know if I'd be the last guy standing.
I didn't see nothing wrong with that. It wasn't an emergency break.
Claim that he's going to die of diarrhea and then just and your whole reasoning is look at him in there. He's always eating poison berries.
No, he looks like a guy who likes poison berries. It's a very subjective thing. He might not
be. Very subjective.
That's just really weird. I don't know. I just thought that was a very odd comment, which, I don't know, with you it's hard to tell what's odd and what's normal.
Best broadcaster ever.
But those are your three candidates, Giorgio, Rich, or Gordo, 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I don't know why.
That didn't sound good. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to cast my vote for George Uranus and Vaginal / Born.
Is that for me?
I heard George.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, is the answer the cubed root of Giorgio's Vaginal / Born?
Nice!
Oh, we did Rick Carlisle.
You brought math into it! You're a flipping genius!
Gosh. Look out.
We are losing him.
Yeah.
Is that a vote for me or not?
He has been drinking.
Your emotions are out of control. You do.
Is that a vote for me or not?
You're having the wild mood swings of an alky.
Is that a vote for me or not?
I heard George once again, right?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Is the answer of Georgia's upcoming paternity case with James?
Get out.
Well, do you have an upcoming paternity case, George?
No, I thought he was going to say something else. No, I don't think so. I think that's impossible.
Why?
Because I can't do that. No.
Hello, Muse. It's me, Tiki, the HIV positive AIDS Mule. Rich Phillips has been
doing wait a second. This is a callback of something. What's your name again?
He said, Tiki, the HIV positive AIDS Mule?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we may have had that character on the air before.
Well, thanks for voting for me, Tiki.
I guess that's a rich vote.
To raise awareness.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, I wanted to put in my vote.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, is it George Dunham's vaginal slice AIDS born?
Because okay. He brought... Oh, it's so wow. Funny.
He slipped over the edge.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yes, I don't know about poison, but I do know about poison cherry.
Thank you. That is a Gordo vote. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Dirk Nowitzki's illegitimate prison baby.
Well, that not a candidate.
And not confirmed. We're going to ask Brett Shipp about that, though.
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Yeah, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
That, what kind of pizza you guys sell?
Kind of pizza?
Yeah, pizza.
What?
With poison berries on them.
Oh, okay, that's a Gordo
vote.
What
is he saying?
I don't know.
Something about pizza with
poison berries.
Pizza? What's pizza?
I don't know.
Leaning Tower of?
Pizza. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Junior, Gordo, Backdoor George. Like to commend you on another Marconi-worthy week of broadcasting and vote for Bombardier Flaps Dunham.
Oh, it's not an official nickname, sir. No. Not an official nickname.
And that refers to the fact that when you go into the bathroom, right?
No, that's
and
not
you
an official
open the Bombay
nickname.
Doors.
No, there's no confirmation
and
of
you
that.
You unleash your hell upon the earth.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Like a write-in vote for Barb Smith from the Hard Line.
What happened there? What did she do?
Thanks.
Thanks, caller.
We got to move along. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hi, I'd like to vote for number two. Thank you.
That's Rich.
Yeah.
He's candidate number two. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Is it Jivey Lee Wong?
All right.
Oh, that's
y'all
all he wanted?
That. That guy killed like 15 people.
Right. So why'd y'all joke about his name for a week?
No, there's no y'all to it. It's
right.
That
it's
guy
him
right
over
there.
It's Junior. Bad guy. It's Gordo.
You remember him laughing like right when the story broke about how he just sounds like a receiver that the Cowboys would take.
Hey, this is not about Jivey Lee Wong. We're voting for the e-break.
That's true. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
He just wanted to say the name Jivey Lee Wong.
By voting?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to vote for the official gender bender of the little ticket, Gelding Keith.
Okay.
Gelding Keith.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
George, yes, there's diamonds on Uranus.
Good question. George?
No.
You have to answer him.
I don't think there are diamonds on Uranus. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Yeah. Am I voting?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I can't piece it together. I forgot. Vaginal slides, one?
No.
That's a George
Thanks
vote.
For fighting through that.
All right, I win.
Yay!
Finally, we came to an end in the voting. It's just taking too darn long now.
Uh-uh.
I say we take it away from the P1s and just figure it out for ourselves.
I thought that was a funny one today.
Yeah, so did I.
That was hilarious. All right, let's hear my e-break again. No, what I was going to say is there's people who operate on the positive end, though, too, you know, who do very well.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty generic.
Well, you know, the Zig Ziglars of the world, the positive thinkers, the you know, motivational thinkers, they do very well.
Pass. Things that are good. I don't know. Okay, pass.
What Umbrella would say?
What was that? Is that
a funny line?
Is that from a sketch? Or did you make that up, Jared?
It came out. Made up craziness. Mind. How many wins is that for me, Fernando?
Well, you're still holding first all time and this year.
Thank you. 8:13 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. All the talk surrounding Dirk the last 24.